The top three at three coming your way momentarily, and then Brent Beard of First Coast News and Jacksonville Heisman Trophy voter set to join us to talk some college football at 3:20 this afternoon. Lots to get to there. Lots of fun stuff coming your way in the final hour today, so be sure to stick and stay for that. A quick check on our text line. Is it true that Jake Bentley threw for 500-plus yards against Clemson last year? Absolutely. We mentioned over the top earlier today because we've been talking about the Ocho. ESPN is running the special, The Ocho, today in honor of the movie Dodgeball, which aired fictitiously on ESPN 8 to highlight how unimportant it was. ESPN is airing all obscure sports today, including the cherry pit spitting contest that Lonzo and I were watching earlier. Lonzo, what's the best thing you've seen today?
You know, I'd have to say that's it. Other than the arm wrestling I watched this morning, the cherry pit, the stuff they've got on right now is not very good, although Slippery Stairs is coming on tonight. I can't wait to see that.
That sounds like it should be in the show Wipeout. I can't wait to check that out. We also talked about, Lonzo and I, during the break, slap fighting, and how I showed Lonzo a video of a Ukrainian tough man getting knocked unconscious in a slap fight. Do we get to see slap fighting today? Where's that?
See, I thought it was on there. I'll have to look up the schedule and see it.
Please,
see it is.
Please. What is the schedule for the Ocho?
I sent you the schedule.
A texter sent us, in terms of obscure Sylvester Stallone films, because we were talking about Over the Top. Is the Ocho going to be showing Over the Top today? He mentioned Nighthawks in 1981 and Fist in 1976. Somebody on the text line said, Mark, I dated a Clemson girl for a while as a Carolina grad. It only worked because she didn't actually know anything about Clemson football. Did not work long term. He also says, I agree with Mark, not interested in swimmers because I'm not interested in a girl who can kick my butt. All right. So, texter chiming in there. I've been talking today about the fact that I saw a license plate driving by my complex yesterday that had, it was half Clemson and it was half South Carolina. And I was trying to see who was inside the vehicle, and I couldn't detect who was inside the vehicle. Because I don't know that can work. It doesn't work for me. For me personally, I could never marry somebody that went to Florida State. I could never marry somebody that went to Tennessee. And I'm wondering if you guys know about anybody for which that does work. Casey Helderman tweets in, if you refuse to date someone based on what college football team you like, that's just dumb. Casey, I've got news for you. In no world would you ever be able to date a South Carolina fan. In no world whatsoever. Okay, 100% promise you that. I know you as an incredibly passionate Clemson fan. I'm just telling you, that wouldn't work. You could say, I'm going to date him, and I'm telling you, Casey, knowing you, that's not going to work. And that's a compliment. That's not a diss. Just knowing you from how I know you, that's not going to work. The real S117 says, Mark, you're underrating tennis players, and your insecure masculinity is showing. You're 100% right, The Real. 100% right. I'm underrating tennis players. So I think the best-looking female athletes to me play volleyball and soccer, and I think tennis could be a very underrated third there.
By the way, women wrestle now, too. I'm talking
about ring girls. Yeah. They're ring girls.
No, lots. I'm not talking about professional wrestling. Oh, okay. I'm talking about collegiate wrestling. Women do that, too. It's in the Olympics. So if an Olympic wrestler woman was hot, you wouldn't date her.
Listen.
You found out she graduated
Lonzo,
from Florida.
Unlike you, it's what's inside that counts. Okay, unlike what you look for, it's what's inside that counts for me. But I'm not interested in somebody who can kick my butt. If she would beat me in a fight,
what if she's a lower weight class?
I have friends who firmly believe that Leila Ali would not beat them in a boxing match.
And they're stupid.
And they're dumb.
Well,
they're
probably out of shape now, but still, she still would have the technique.
There's no doubt about it. She'd have the technique. It's a technique to whoop you. Romantically, it's kind of like short man syndrome. You know what I'm saying, Lonzo? Like, there are some women who will not date a man that's shorter than them, and that affects guys' self-confidence sometimes, right? To me, it would be the same thing in reverse if I knew that my girlfriend could beat me up, right? That would be a problem. I just don't think I could get behind that.
So if someone like Ronda Rousey was available, you still would say no.
Yeah,
Ronda. Knowing she could kick your butt.
But Ronda also has a temper, and I don't want any part of that.
She does seem to have one of those.
I want no part of that, Lonzo. Okay. The top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, brand new location, 449 East Main Street in downtown Spartanburg. Welcome to Moe's. Begins now. All right, here we go. Number three for me, the Carolina Panthers are considering shutting down Cam Newton's running plays, and I, for one, think that is a catastrophic mistake. See, folks, in life, you nurture people's strengths, you minimize their weaknesses. With Lonzo, at this point, having worked with him for 6.5 months, I can tell you what his strengths are. I can tell you where opportunities for him to grow are. And every once in a while, you'll see me push Lonzo in that direction because I feel it's an opportunity for him and the show to grow and move forward. That said, you nurture someone's nature. You can't make a redwood an oak tree and vice versa. Cam Newton is who he is, and the Carolina Panthers have the competitive advantage that they do because of his rushing ability. He's rushed for over 4,800 yards in his NFL career, which is second all-time. Can you believe that? Cam Newton is second all-time in rushing yards for quarterbacks, second only to Mike Vick. If Cam Newton plays for three more years and has 500 rushing yards a year for the next 3 years, he'll pass Mike Vick as the all-time rushing leader at the quarterback position. And you're thinking about taking that away if you're the Carolina Panthers? Panthers fans, please say it ain't so. I want that competitive advantage. Yes, I'm concerned for Cam Newton's health, but I cannot take away what makes Cam Cam. I cannot accept that. I don't want to hear about that again. And if I see Cam Newton not running at all this year, I'm going to be really upset because that's what makes him who he is. Accentuate his strengths. That is absolutely positively one of Cam Newton's strengths. Next up. All right, folks, so the Atlanta Braves. My question to you is, do you believe that the Atlanta Braves are built for October and World Series success? They beat Minnesota last night 12-7. They hold a 6-game lead in the National League East, but they're 8 games behind the Dodgers for best record in the National League and fading right there. They're 2 new bullpen additions. Green and Martin are responsible for 2 losses after blowing leads in the bullpen. This has been the problem all year long for the Atlanta Braves. So are they built for October success? Let's see. We looked at the ERAs of all the World Series champions since the beginning of this millennium, 2001 to 2018. Only one World Series champion had an ERA worse than the Braves as of today of 4.34. That would seem to say no. That's the glasses half empty approach. However, 6 of the 18 teams that have won the World Series this millennium have been ranked number 11 in team ERA. That is the Braves' current rank among all Major League Baseball teams in team ERA. Secondly, the Braves are at least close to a couple of other of these World Series champions. Remember, the Braves are at 4.34. The Astros won it in 2017 at 4.12. The Yankees won it in 2009 at 4.26. And the Red Sox won it in 2004 at 4.18. I think that's the big bugaboo for the Atlanta Braves. Can they get that number to the low fours? Can they get that number under 4 before the end of the season to truly be a viable World Series contender? But pressed for it, gun to my head, I say right now, they're not that. Only one team again in this millennium has won the World Series with a worse ERA than the Braves, 4.34 as of today. And finally, the South Carolina Gamecocks have released their 2020 football schedule. It features a brutal SEC slate of games that includes cross-division rivals LSU and Texas A&M. Now, we're used to A&M on the schedule, but they have a road date at LSU. Here is South Carolina's November schedule next year. Georgia at LSU, Wofford at Clemson. absolutely positively brutal. That said, the positive side, I could see the Gamecocks getting off to a 3-1 or better start in the SEC in their first four games. First four games, Missouri at home, Kentucky on the road, at Florida, home against Tennessee. You should win three out of the four of those, and at Florida, we've seen, is a very winnable game. The question is, will it be Hilinski or Doty? Yes, I'm sleeping on Dakarian Joyner, but I think Doty and Hilinski, by that point, will be a step ahead. My criticism of this schedule is the following. Outside of Clemson, the non-conference schedule is an out-and-out joke for the Gamecocks in this particular season. You've got FBS Wofford, which I get you want to play some of the local teams, but then you schedule Coastal Carolina, then you schedule East Carolina. This year, among Phil Steele's top 130 teams in the FBS, Coastal Carolina is ranked 123rd out of 130 teams, and East Carolina is ranked 113th. Out of 130 teams. And you know how, like, when you can foresee a headache in your future, that, you know, you can see a problem coming down the line and it's giving you stress? You know, South Carolina fans, that between now and this time next year, 2020, you're going to hear a ton about how weak your non-conference schedule is. So what is your defense? Is your defense the strength of the SEC schedule? Is the defense that you play Texas A&M and LSU from the East? Is your defense that Clemson's on the schedule? What is the defense for Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford dotting your non-Clemson, non-conference SEC slate? I think you need two legitimate opponents in your non-conference schedule to avoid that criticism, and I only see one. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do by giving us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we will get to your tweets live on the show and live on the air. And you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. We've asked you the question, can a house-divided relationship actually work? Can a house-divided relationship actually work? I'm saying I couldn't ever marry somebody that went to Florida State, somebody that went to Tennessee. And you can call me superficial, and you can throw sharp, pointy objects at me, but I couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. You want me to help lower the divorce rate in America, right? Not increase it. I couldn't do it. It's not going to work. We're not going to see eye to eye on way too many things that are way too important for me and you. We've gotten a lot of feedback on this. Appreciate that. I couldn't believe the license plate I saw yesterday. I want to meet those people. Do any of you know of a South Carolina and Clemson couple that's actually working? Like, how is that relationship working out? Or how about any other chief rivals? Because personally speaking, I can't see Lonzo marrying anybody that was a Michigan fan either in any world, in any life. All right. Brent Beard is a Heisman Trophy voter. He covers college football for First Coast News. What does he make of South Carolina's schedule and the plan for the Gamecocks to eventually get by the Clemson Tigers? We will talk to him next. Only right here on the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. My name is Mark Ryan, and you're Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I don't know, South Carolina fans. I don't know. I'm looking at this schedule, non-conference 2020, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Wofford. You know, Lonzo and I joked that when we went to the ACC kickoff, We were gonna bring a whole box of cupcakes to hand to the coaches for how soft that conference is for everyone not named Clemson. We joked about that, right? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the defense is here, guys. I really, really don't. And I'm surprised by that. By the way, Michael Stathakis said, you should always be willing to go out with someone from another school. Just never call them back after that. You know, Michael, probably my biggest pet peeve in our society today, if I'm honest with you, is people ghosting other people, right? Like, we're adults. You should be able to talk to people. You should be able to be upfront with them. I don't get that at all. But in any case, joining us right now is a really good friend of mine in this business. He's a Heisman Trophy voter. He's also, you can see him in Jacksonville on First Coast News, hosts a college football show there. Brent Beard joins us right now on the line. Brent, great to talk to you, my friend. What's going on?
Mark, great to be talking to you as we are, to say the least, excited about Miami and Florida coming up in a very short period of time, and then having Florida State play Boise State here in Jacksonville. So I can tell you, Mark, for the state of Florida that you love dearly, like I do, there's going to be some tremendous football coming up the first couple of weeks. So certainly saw the schedule just come out like you did, which was interesting, but a lot of eager anticipation coming up over the next few weeks.
I think Boise State upsets Florida State. I think, you know, Boise State, BYU, those type of well-coached teams, you never want to see them on your schedule, Brent, early in the year. When you have your T's crossed and your I's dotted, you feel like you're the more talented team than them. But early in the year, you get the sense that they're going to know their playbook and you might not. And we saw the most undisciplined team in the country last year with the Florida State Seminoles. I don't know if they're going to be ready for Boise State week one. What about you?
It is a gargantuan game for them. That's a game that Florida State has got to show some immediate improvement about in that game. But the only way that's going to happen, Mark, will be if that offensive line is going to be better than it was last year. And look, it was a train wreck, to say the least. And again, one of their better offensive linemen, Landon Dickerson, has transferred to Alabama. So now, for skill position players, James Blackman is going to be your quarterback. And people may forget, Alex Hornibrook, who was at Wisconsin and was 26-6 as a starter, has transferred to Florida State. But we understand that Blackman still is probably going to be your starter. They've got a really good running back in Cam Akers. But look, Mark, as usual, you're on top of it. I mean, this is a holy grail game, is it not, for Boise State? I mean, what in the world would this mean for them to be able to win a game like this? So it's going to be very crucial for Florida State to get off with a win.
So South Carolina's schedule, look, brutal SEC slate. You get Texas A&M, mm-hmm. and you get LSU in the East crossovers. And then, you know, you have everyone from in the SEC West. I kept referencing the East, the SEC West division. And then you get, the East is what you would expect it to be. I think in this 2020 schedule that's just been released, Brent, Missouri at home, Kentucky on the road, mm-hmm. Florida on the road, Tennessee at home. I think you could open 3-1 with that particular slate. But the November slate of Georgia at LSU, Wofford and Clemson, my goodness gracious, man. I mean, if they're not going to be limping to the finish line at the end of this one.
Well, what this league has done, Mark, with this schedule is, and you just hit on it, it's beefed up November, hasn't it? And further evidence of that is, in Alabama's 2020 schedule, you've got obviously the yearly game at LSU. Then they've got UT Martin on the 14th. Before they play Auburn, they play Texas A&M. They don't usually. That's just reverse, isn't it, Mark?
Right, 100%.
Yeah, but Auburn, before they play Alabama, would usually have a cupcake, but Auburn is playing LSU.
So, what's the motivation for this change, Brent, that we're seeing?
I think the motivation for this change is the conference has heard loud and clear that they are tired of the cupcake games before the traditional rivalry games at the end of the year, and they wanted to make a statement by mixing that up and trying to get a tougher schedule. Mark, look, the league and the athletic directors, this is a bottom line business. They're very concerned about fans not buying tickets, and because they're looking at these schedules, and these schedules aren't that attractive, particularly the schedules at the end of the year. So I think that has as much to do with what's going on with these schedules being kind of reversed compared to what they've usually been as anything else is.
Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford, the non-conference opponents not named Clemson for South Carolina in 2020. Brent, Clemson fans are going to have a field day with this. I'm telling you, you got to have two legit opponents. Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford for South Carolina in 2020. I imagine it's in part due to the Murderer's Row schedule they have this year. Mm-hmm. Hey, give us a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, when you open up with directional Carolina schools, you're opening yourself up for criticism here, Brent.
Well, you are. And Mark, look, there's no defending that. And I think that's what you're saying. But that's probably going to be the response will be, well, we had such a difficult schedule in 19, opening with North Carolina, and then we had Alabama. Then you just kind of go down the line with A&M before Clemson. So that would be the defense at this point with 2020. But see, what's going to happen with that, Mark, is just what we talked about a minute ago. When fans see that, that's the first thing they see is that September schedule. And in their mind, they're thinking, well, now, do I stroke this check in 2020 like I did in previous years? Or, and Mark, I'm telling you, this is why some of these schools, for the first time that we've ever seen, Alabama, Florida State, Tennessee, are providing these packages for their fans, because they're not getting positive feedback on their schedules as far as fans renewing for the entire year. So the bottom line is some money is better than no money, and that's why these packages are not going away, Mark. These packages are going to become more popular over the next few years.
Wow. Brent, is Florida your favorite team? I'm throwing you a curveball here. You don't yet know where this question is going, but you will momentarily. I Florida's my favorite team. I'm an alum. Mm-hmm. I've worked. You've known me, Brent, since I worked in Florida. Yeah. I wasn't really allowed to be a fan of Florida on the air in a lot of those places. I'm more allowed to do that here. But I'm just. I've seen you at a lot of Alabama games. Is Alabama your team? Is Florida your team? If you have a rooting interest, Brent, do you? I mean, who's your team?
Well, I would say it would be more Alabama.
Okay.
But the thing I've realized is, I mean, I love this conference, and whoever I can cover, I do. I go to a lot of Florida games, try to get as many Florida State games as I can, and that's why I'm so excited about Florida playing Miami, is being able to see both those schools play each other when you know, Mark, that happens what? Maybe once every 5 years.
It's a very, very rare occurrence, 100%. So I'm asking you this, Brent, because I saw something that boggled my mind yesterday. Right outside my complex, a car drives by, and it's got the license plate on the front, and it's got South Carolina on half of it, and Clemson on the other half, and it says House Divided. And I have not met anyone in this area that is together with somebody from the other side. Okay, so I've said, Brent, that I can't see myself with somebody from Florida State. I can't see myself with somebody from Tennessee. I had barbecue spit in by a restaurant owner in Knoxville, Tennessee. I just think it's not going to work. There's too much vitriol there. Brent, in a hypothetical world, could Brent Beard ever date an Auburn grad? Would you be able to look past the colors there? Would that work for you?
Hey, Mark, if I said... probably personality, salary and looks, if you put all that together, we probably would need to see all that before we made a decision.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. So you need more information, but you're at least open to it. You're open to being talked into it. So I was just shocked. And I'll tell you, very few people know of anybody dating someone from the other side here. So I saw a very, very rare occurrence yesterday. Anyway, Brent, I'll close with you with this today. Who is your most improved team in the country 2019 college football season?
Well, that's a great question. I'm still trying to figure a lot of this out at this point.
Sure.
Maybe Texas.
Okay.
I think would be one. I think we saw a precursor of what they could do against Georgia. We taught Orlando as the coordinator and what they might be able to do during that time. And I'm going to throw a caveat at you with that too. If they can do what we think they can do under Scott Frost, I would not at all look past Nebraska. Mark, I think a lot of people are picking Nebraska maybe to be the most improved team in the country. And if that defense is better, I think we know Scott Frost is going to have a good offense. So I would just say off the top of my head would be Nebraska and Texas.
Nebraska and Texas. Texas, for Texas to be much improved means that you see them as a potential national championship contender, as a potential threat to Alabama and Clemson.
I think if they the team that we saw
beat Georgia.
That beat Georgia, and many people in many of the magazines, Mark, have got them as a top 10 team. Now, again, I think a lot of this is going to be determined by most people are picking Oklahoma to win, and I get that. But the thing about it is, will Jalen Hurts for Oklahoma be who people think he could be? Or, Mark, is this going to be a situation to where they're going to realize about midseason that Hurts still struggles to get the ball down the field, and they're going to have to change quarterbacks at that point? That could certainly derail Oklahoma if that happens. But I think Sam Ehlinger at quarterback at Texas is one to keep your eye on. Absolutely. If you see that much improvement in Texas, that's a team that certainly could be going into very possibly that Big 12 championship game. And boy, how big would that be for that league, Mark, with a situation where they could be playing to get in there.
100% like it. Nebraska and Texas, your two most improved teams potentially, from Brent Beard. He's a Heisman Trophy voter. He covers college football for First Coast News, and his best accomplishment is that he's my friend. Brent Beard, always appreciate your time, buddy. Great catching up with you, and thanks for making the time for us today, man.
And there's a growing demand down here that you be present for that. For that Miami, Florida game, and the press box with many of your friends. So that'd be a wonderful thing to see that happen.
Yeah, those Miami people can't handle me, Brent. I'm telling you, they want none of this action, okay? Promise you there. Brent, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great day. Brent Beard, Lindy Sports and Heisman Trophy voter. All right, up next, generated a lot of buzz, my listing of the top 20 programs in college football. A lot of you wanted to get in on that yesterday. I'll reset that for you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are having a great afternoon today. So anyway, I have a blog coming up on Mark My Words is the name of my blog. You see what I did there, Lonzo? Mark My Words, M-A-R-C, My Words. It's coming up on ESPNUpstate.com. My blog is up each and every Thursday. I'd be remiss. We've got a little company competition going. Where the person that has the most impressions for their weekly blogs gets lunch brought to them by the boss. And Diesel had this article out earlier this month that got, and I think, Lonzo, we may have helped him win this because we talked about it on the air. He had an article about why South Carolina should join the All Cupcakes Conference, should join the ACC. And the strength of that article gave Diesel the impressions win. So now our boss, Mark Hendricks, owes Diesel lunch for the month of July for having the most impressions for his blog for that month.
Let me speak for the rest of the people supposedly in the competition. This is a competition we weren't asked to be in. We were told we were in.
Yes. Who told you to be in?
Yeah, and let me point this out, that I think it's kind of funny that you made sure you talked about his blog ad nauseum to the point where he won. You got your boy to win, and so as to not put suspicion on yourself, because if you won, it would really look suspicious.
Wait a minute, Lonzo. I plan on winning this thing month after month after month, and you have no idea how ticked I am that I didn't win the competition, okay? Like, I thought there was no chance that I was losing that. I thought there was no chance. By the way, I destroyed you, which feels good, you know, but
let me just point out that I think it's very cool that we had the number of impressions that we did on ESPN Upstate Inside the Ropes podcast, because it's a podcast going up against blogs, and it's a lot harder to listen to a half-hour podcast than it is to read something in a couple minutes, and I'm happy with my numbers. I want them to get bigger. Ours is the one that doesn't get shared by hardly anybody, as opposed to everybody
else's.
Well,
the problem is you release yours on the weekend when nobody's working.
Yeah, that's the excuse. Yeah. So all things considered, I think we've done pretty well. So
yeah, pretty well. Pretty good
I don't
job.
Care. I don't care about winning. I'm just glad that we're able to talk about something that doesn't get talked about anywhere else. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with this at ESPN Upstate, offer you some. There's something here for everybody. Sometimes you just got to look a little bit harder to find it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I was going in on a tweet that we received earlier, a tweet we received a couple weeks ago. And you kind of get a sense, Lonzo, I've shared with you, for who likes you and who doesn't on the social media front. And, you know, this guy a few weeks ago was criticizing us because he said we're not, quote unquote, all in on Clemson. And all in is the motto for the Clemson Tigers. And my response to that is, you're 100% right. We are an unbiased, unfiltered, honest sports radio station. That is our brand. That is what we do. Okay? We are not all in. I'm not all in on anybody. Okay? I'm a Florida Gator. I think I'm allowed to root for the Florida Gators here. But all in, no. We praise where warranted. We criticize where warranted. We are all in for nobody. Because we are going to maintain our unfiltered, honest ways. And I believe that you guys in the long run will appreciate that. I really, really do. So my blog that's going to be up tomorrow, ESPNUpstate.com, and I have little capsules for each of the teams that made my list here. I released my list of the top 20 college football programs as I see them today, right? And I basically ranked it on current prestige level and how I view the programs overall. And I think a lot of you, there's going to be some spirited debate that exists there. Some of you wondered why I had the Pac-12 ranked so highly. I had four Pac-12 teams make the list. Oregon came in at number 19, USC at 15, Washington at 14, and Stanford at 11. But the Pac-12 had no top 10 programs overall in college football. And, you know, you factor in history somewhat to these rankings, kind of the current prestige level of things. And I think certainly Clemson fans are going to be happy that I have them above Alabama. I couldn't believe that I was actually taking complaints from people that thought Alabama should be ahead of Clemson right now, given what we just witnessed in the national championship game. But Alabama, in my opinion, I mean, the number one overall ranking was at stake when Alabama played Clemson, because Alabama had beaten Clemson two out of three times, And then Clemson evened it, but has won two out of the three national championship matchups now. And then when you do that with the 11th ranked recruiting class, I think that naturally gives Clemson the edge. I think some people were surprised I had Ohio State at 3, Notre Dame at 4, and Oklahoma at 5. Only one SEC team among my top 5 programs in the country. But then I did have Georgia, LSU, Florida at 6, 7, and 8. Respectively. So, spent a lot of time on this, really thought about the differences between where each program is today, and you'll be able to read that again, ESPNUpstate.com. As of tomorrow afternoon, there will be capsules for each and every team and kind of my reasoning for each. I also have an honorable mention list there for you as well. Okay, coming your way next. The best thing we heard today, Lonzo, I'll just say this. Lonzo had to make some producer cuts, some producer edits on the audio because it was too raw to air. We'll share that with you next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. So we've got some praise here, Lonzo, because Bill Backus, you might not realize this, he emails the show every single day. Sometimes I get to his emails, sometimes I'm not able to. But here's what I can share with you about Bill. Lonzo, when you and I have a bad show, Bill lets us know it, okay? When you and I have good shows, he lets us know it. And so in many respects, Bill is a reflection of who we are here at ESPN Upstate. We are the unbiased, unfiltered, honest sports radio station here in the Upstate that will never, shine rainbows or gumdrops anywhere. Okay, we praise and we criticize where warranted. We're unabashed and unafraid. Okay, so Bill Backus says, "Good show today, guys. You guys deserve the gold mic." And because this guy lets us know when we have bad shows, Lonzo, I really appreciate him highlighting the good shows that we have as well. How about you, sir? How do you feel about today's show?
You know, I'm good. I'm good with today's show. I would like to know when we have a bad show, so I know what that
I'll
sounds
let you know.
Like.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, because come on.
I'll let you know. I will absolutely let you know. Have had a ton of fun today, guys. With the with South Carolina's schedule. Look, brutal SEC slate at LSU to go with the traditional Texas A&M, but kind of a cupcake non-conference schedule that you Gamecocks fans are going to have to answer to. Coastal Carolina, Wofford, East Carolina to go with Clemson, yes, but I think you got to do a little bit better with the first couple of games there, no doubt about it. Okay, the best thing we heard today, this is a play on words from John Gruden that I've never actually heard before, but I'm really down with it.
Everybody right now has dreams, don't they, guys? All right, everybody in the NFL, I have a dream of making it in the NFL. I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares. You guys with me on that? You got to end somebody's dream. You got to take their job. You got to take their heart. Are you guys clear about this NFL now? We're not trying to go to the Peach Bowl. We're not trying to go to the Gator Bowl or the Blue Bonnet Bowl. We're trying to go to the Super Bowl.
Lonzo, first of all, I'd forgotten about one of those bleeps, so I'm glad you caught the second one because I only would have caught the first. But good job on the edits there. I've been here going on
20 years.
Yeah, good job on the sensors like there. That, yeah. Can you make that like in a frequent button? Can you put that in one of these computers in a frequent button where we have easy access to? Because that might be one of my favorite clips of all time, man.
Let me remind you that you have a stinger over there, and you could put it in the stinger, you could hit that button anytime you want.
I need a tutorial on how to operate
the stinger.
Look at
Will. Will's excited. He's like, there's a stinger over there? Yes, there is.
I need a tutorial on how to do the
stinger. It's got some good stuff, Will.
But any case, I love that. I'm not into dreams. I'm into nightmares. I'm into giving other people nightmares. Is there ever more Raider appropriate pep talk than that? That's what the Raiders do in the black hole. They give people nightmares. Okay, we're live at Radiothon the next 2 days. Looking forward to your participation, as is always the case, and looking forward to your contributions. Thanks so much for listening. Will Pelagic in for Straight Up with Sturge coming your way next. Thanks for tuning in to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You've been Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.